Judges 8:18 through 9:21. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, "Where were the men who you killed at Tabor?" But they said, "You and they were alike, each one resembling the son of a king." And he said, "They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As the Lord lives, if you only had let them live, I would not kill you." So he said to Jether, his firstborn, "Rise, kill them." But the youth did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was still a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, "Rise up yourself and attack us, for as the man, so is his strength." So Gideon arose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and took the crescent amulets which were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, both you and your son, your son's son as well, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian." But Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, nor shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." Yet Gideon said to them, "I would request of you that each of you give me an earring from his plunder." For they had gold earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they said, "We will certainly give them to you." So they spread out a garment, and every one of them tossed an earring there from his plunder. The weight of the gold earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, apart from the crescent amulets, the ear pendants, and the purple robes which were on the kings of Midian, and apart from the neck chains that were on their camels' necks. Gideon made it into an ephod, and placed it in his city, Ophrah. But all Israel committed infidelity with it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his household. So Midian was subdued before the sons of Israel, and they did not lift up their heads any more. And the land was undisturbed for 40 years, in the days of Gideon. Then Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Now Gideon had 70 sons who were his direct descendants, for he had many wives. And his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died at a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of his father Joash, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Then it came about, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the sons of Israel again committed infidelity with the Baals, and made Baal-Berith their god. So the sons of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who saved them from the hands of all their enemies on every side, nor did they show kindness to the household of Jerubbaal, that is, Gideon, in accordance with all the good that he had done for Israel. Now Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem, to his mother's relatives, and spoke to them and to the entire family of the household of his mother's father, saying, "Speak now, in the hearing of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, for 70 men, all the sons of Jerubbaal, to rule over you, or for one man to rule over you? Also, remember that I am your bone and your flesh." So his mother's relatives spoke all these words in his behalf in the hearing of all the leaders of Shechem. And they were inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our relative." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver from the house of Baal-Berith, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless men, and they followed him. Then he went to his father's house in Ophrah, and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men, on one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, because he hid himself. All the leaders of Shechem and all Beth-Millo assembled together, and they went and made Abimelech king, by the oak of the memorial stone which was in Shechem. Now, when they told Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and raised his voice and called out. And he said to them, "Listen to me, you leaders of Shechem. that God may listen to you. Once the trees went to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, Reign over us. But the olive tree said to them, Shall I give up my fatness with which God and mankind are honored, and go to wave over the trees? Then the trees said to the fig tree, You, come, reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, Shall I give up my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to wave over the other trees? Then the trees said to the vine, You, come, reign over us. But the vine said to them, Shall I give up my new wine, which cheers God and mankind, and go to wave over the trees? Then all the trees said to the bramble, You, come, reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, If you are really anointing me as king over you, come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, may fire come out of the bramble and consume the cedars of Lebanon. Now then, if you have acted with honesty and integrity in making Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have dealt with him as he deserved, for my father fought for you, and risked his life, and saved you from the hand of Midian. But, in fact, you have risen against my father's house today, and have killed his sons, 70 men, on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his female slave, king over the leaders of Shechem, because he is your relative. So if you have acted with honesty and integrity toward Jerubbaal and his house this day, be joyful about Abimelech, and may he also be joyful about you. But if not, may fire come out of Abimelech and consume the leaders of Shechem and Beth-Millo, and may fire come out of the leaders of Shechem and from Beth-Millo and consume Abimelech. Then Jotham escaped and fled, and went to Beer, and he stayed there because of his brother Abimelech. Matthew 27. Now, when morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away, and handed him over to Pilate the governor. Then, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse, and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? You shall see to it yourself. And he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and left, and he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, It is not lawful to put them in the temple treasury, since it is money paid for blood. And they conferred together, and with the money bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. And they took 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one whose price had been set by the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, just as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, So you are the king of the Jews? And Jesus said to him, It is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not offer any answer. Then Pilate said to him, Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you? And still he did not answer him in regard to even a single charge. So the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the Passover feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the people any one prisoner whom they wanted. And at that time they were holding a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the people gathered together, Pilate said to them, Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew it was because of envy that they handed him over. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, His wife sent him a message, saying, "See that you have nothing to do with that righteous man, for last night I suffered greatly in a dream because of him." The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. And the governor said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Crucify him." But he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" Yet they kept shouting all the more, saying, "Crucify him!" Now, when Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. You yourselves shall see." And all the people replied, "His blood shall be on us and our children." Then he released Barabbas for them, but after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort to him. And they stripped him and put a red cloak on him, and after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. And they put a reed in his right hand, and they knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and took the reed, and beat him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the cloak off of him, and put his own garments back on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they were coming out, they found a man of Cyrene, named Simon, whom they compelled to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they gave him wine mixed with bile to drink, and after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among themselves by casting lots, and sitting down, they began to keep watch over him there. And above his head, they put up the charge against him, which read, "This is the King of the Jews." At that time, two rebels were being crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left, and those passing by were speaking abusively to him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He has trusted in God. Let God rescue him now, if he takes pleasure in him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the rebels who had been crucified with him were also insulting him in the same way. Now, from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of those who were standing there, when they heard it, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." And immediately one of them ran, and taking a sponge, he filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave him a drink. But the rest of them said, "Let us see if Elijah comes to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. Also the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city, and appeared to many. Now as for the centurion, and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the other things that were happening, they became extremely frightened, and said, "Truly this was the Son of God." and many women were there watching from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee while caring for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Now, when it was evening, a rich man from Arimathea came, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut out in the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the entrance of the tomb and went away. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. Now on the next day, that is, the day which is after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate, and they said, "Sir, we remember that when that deceiver was still alive, he said, 'After 3 days I am rising.' Therefore, give orders for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal him, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go, make it as secure as you know how." And they went and made the tomb secure with the guard, sealing the stone. Second Timothy 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelled in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to protect what I have entrusted to him until that day. Hold on to the example of sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Protect, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, the treasure which has been entrusted to you. You are aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. The Lord grant to him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well what services he rendered at Ephesus. Proverbs 10:23-32. Doing wickedness is like sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a person of understanding. What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy one to those who sent him. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. The way of the Lord is a stronghold for the upright, but ruin to the workers of injustice. The righteous will never be shaken, but the wicked will not live in the land. The mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom, but the perverted tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverted. Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with jubilation. Come before him with rejoicing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courtyards with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his faithfulness is to all generations.